Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome and good morning, and I am so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way. And you're up and early, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, it's interesting. I've been reading this book, Miracle Morning. You've heard them on my show before. And it's all about adding that one more hour every morning to really work on yourself. How cool is that? I mean, you know, the people, Tom Spence here, I'm telling you, he's like my I look up to him, my idol. I have to tell you, you don't really require a lot of sleep, do you?
No, but I can call you every morning at 2:30 just to tell you how the weather
well,
is,
you know,
if you would like.
Nah, I think I'll pass on that. But I have to tell you is I've given out a lot of these great books, The Miracle Morning. It's that book that you actually loved, and so I was like, yes, take it. But it's all about really kind of a routine, and it's about looking at who you are and kind of getting in a dialogue of investing in yourself. And that's really what this whole show is about. So I'm so glad that you are starting your day in a positive way here on The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I am your host. I'm here with Spence. How are you doing, Spence?
Everything's well.
All right. And then, of course, I've got Cheryl here. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
All right. And we've got Jeannie here. She's joining us on our show today, and she's going to be talking about this amazing the main event, and it's a benefit for retired boxers. And I do want to tell you, I've got two tickets to that event over at Crown Plaza, and so we're going to find
morning.
Out a little
thanks
bit
for
about
having me here
yeah,
this morning.
Yeah, you're welcome. But we have a really great show. We've got Dr. Wendy James, the author of The Princess Chronicles, and it's a bedside companion. I love those kind of things where just always have a book at your side. That's not been my thing usually, but I'm getting to be, as this Miracle Morning that I'm doing, if you read 10 pages every day, I mean, that's all it is. It's everything is like a routine in your life, and you can really have an amazing life and really be working on yourself. So anyways, next we'll be talking with Marilyn Settle, and her book is Who's Your Gladys? And it's all about, you know, working with your clients and your business, and just even your how to turn even the most difficult customer into the biggest fan. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And lastly, we've got Z Gang Shaw, and we'll be talking about ancient healing techniques. So we got a lot to talk about, and I'm so glad you're here. I do want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show, completely different guests on that. And again, if you miss any part of our show today, you can always listen on my website, kimpaganoshow.com. We've put it there. It's also on Facebook, and it's also on iTunes. So, we are all over the place. And, again, we are the brighter side of the 805. Tom, what do we have to give away?
Well, we do have two tickets for the main event, Annual Boxers Reunion, Miraculous Life and Health Story, enjoying everything about this evening. Remember, benefits for the Retired Boxers Foundation. I love boxing. I've followed boxing my entire life. And all these folks we rooted for and cheered for, we have to remember that they should have some sort of retirement benefit for them. And this helps them out immeasurably. Tuesday, January 28th, 5 o'clock at the Crown Plaza, top of the harbor, a beautiful place. We all know it in Ventura, right on the beach. It's the million-dollar view, and that'll be the main event. Also, we are doing a little dancing here, Forever Tango, featuring 14 world-class tango dancers, vocalists on stage, 11-piece orchestra. This is going to be a lot of fun, and this is at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. And as always, food, a free baker's dozen of bagels from Noah's. I do believe that would be 13.
13, right.
On the baker's dozen.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. All right. Well, let's get started. Again, I do want you to write down this phone number. Actually, I've made it really easy for everyone, and we've gotten so many calls, and I appreciate that. All you have to do is call 805-419-0008 all the way through the show at 805-419-0008. Just leave us your name, your number, your email, and what you're calling about, which giveaway that we are that you're looking to win. And one of our team members will get back with you and let you know that you are a winner. But I do want to remind you, if you are up right now and investing in yourself, you're a winner. So again, let's bring our first guest on, Dr. Wendy James. Wendy, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thanks for having me back on again.
You're welcome. So thank you. So tell us a little bit about yourself for all my listeners that maybe didn't hear your last show.
I'm Dr. Wendy James. My website is drwendyjames.com, and you can see my articles and what I write and speak about, and I'm a psychologist in both mental health and organizational psychology. So besides radio and TV and being on wonderful radio with you, I'm also writing books, and I have The Gap that's out, and it's a scholarly work on executive women, and my fun book is the one you mentioned, The Princess Chronicles of Bedside Companion.
Right. I've actually got both of them, and, you know, I figured we could kind of talk about one and then always have you back to talk about another one. But let's just start with, you know, it seems to me that traditional family has changed, and do you think it's for the good or the bad?
It's changed, and I don't think we're going to change the change. Yet I feel, and there's an article out there on the traditional family, the problem is that divorce is about 50%. And interesting enough, there's a variation in income level where the more educated you are, you wait until men about 28, women about 26 to get married. And so they look at how we can stay married and be stable. And what's happened is in the changing of the American family, it's we're fine with ethnically, racially, religiously diverse, and that's going to happen. Yet what's happening is there's his children, her children, our children, and it causes a lot of conflict, and I see a lot of people in my practice on that.
Yeah, I mean, I see it with my friends and my family, you know, around that, you know, the traditional years ago, you know, of eating dinner together. And, you know, it just seems like we're putting out fires all over the place. And you know, we've kind of, I mean, there is good with it because, you know, I have kids living all over the world now. And, you know, with the internet, you can still Skype with them and still FaceTime with them and have, you know, a life. But there's a lot of people that are so busy that they forgot the values of traditional family. And I you know.
Right,
I think,
Kim. You couldn't be more right. And what it's about is today in a marriage or a relationship, you depend on two incomes.
Right.
And that's not a bad thing. Yet in the process of it, what happens is a lot of couples forget to spend time together. They have so much going on that we forget. And I think we were talking about a little earlier, just spending quality time.
Right. And so do women and men still have the value to want to marry and have a family? Are you finding that?
Yes.
They
are. I'm finding that's true. And I'm finding when people get married, the man and the woman, we'll talk about that relationship because that's what I know most about. The men assume, unless they talk about it differently, that when they get married, they'll have children. And what's interesting, a current study was out that couples are happier without children in their marriage. Well, there's one reason for that. It's because they spend time together.
Wow.
And we get so rushed, and I've interviewed executive women, balanced career, marriage, and children, and interesting, they stay with the same guy, but the guy balances with the children with them. And as I tell my patients and clients, you need to go away for the weekend. Get a babysitter. You and your husband turn everything except speed dial for the babies that are off and spend some time together.
Right.
Well, hi, Dr. James. This is Cheryl. I just have a question. What are some of the tools you give your families to learn how to deal with problems such as favoritism? When you have blended families, that's often an issue that people want to gloss over. There are some kids that, you know, you want to love them, but it's hard. Or the one parent puts his kids over your kids, or your children want to fight for all of your attention. So instead of paying attention to each other, you're trying to help everybody get along. That's,
yes, and that's
is emotionally draining. What kind of tools do you give your patients to help with that?
Great question, Cheryl.
And emotionally it is draining, and women take on more of the responsibility and feeling guilty about their relationships. And very briefly in my book, it's hard to talk about my book, you can find on my website, yet a review of my book, a clearing review, said, hey girlfriends, this is a guide to help you. Who's your knight in shining armor and who's a frog? And here I am talking about how important it is to look at some people, because women are successful today. We can do it all. Yet their blood may boil about the advice of modern feminism. Others will find themselves not in agreement, because as women, we feel guilty. We're emotional. We want to involve ourselves in everything. And when we can't do it, we get stressed. Men do in a different way. And so I think that realizing what we're doing is one of the things that can help you work on it.
I totally agree. You know, what's interesting, I have a girlfriend that's going through a divorce right now, and I'm sure there's lots of people, you know. But here's the thing, is my grandmother always said, is you kind of, you know, turn one in for another one. You know what I mean? Like, everybody puts their problems out on the table, and, you know, there's going to be 100, you know, guys the same way, or 100 women the same way. But how do we, you know, bring back value that is to keep our marriages going on and not give up? You know, when is it enough? That's what I want to know.
Well, I've also done some interviews and articles on toxic personalities. And what happens is, I don't recommend people rush into divorce. Quite honestly, I find is many more women that I see having affairs versus men. Men will get more busy at work. And I think it's a disconnect. If they can find some way to bring them together, again, not abusive behaviors, they're not as destructive to you and your self-esteem and confidence. But if you can, and don't pick the same guy over and over every marriage, I see that happen.
Yeah.
But if you can share and communicate and try to talk about it, yet as I tell women, once it's over, you talk about it, it's over.
Right.
You can't bring it up again, unless it's abusive, of course. But in a normal relationship, that's not the case. People grow apart.
And, okay, so let's talk about that, relationships that grow apart. How, I mean, you know, if you love your this person, you've been with them, you have children, business, you're kind of like a business partner in a relationship, correct?
Absolutely. So, and what I find is that it's a time factor. So we need to shut things off. Facebook and computers, as I'm sitting here with everything on and always do, but when clients or patients come in, their phones are off, because let's spend this time. You're paying for it together. And what I find is we forget to do that. We forget to come home, especially women. We're the multitaskers.
Right.
Guys that come home, they can sit, they'll watch TV. We need to say, hon, I need time. Spend time with me. Just be ready. If they turn off the TV, they say, okay, what do you want to talk about? Have something you're going to talk about. But the importance is, and women tend to do that, is making sure that we spend time, not just with our family, but our children, but with our husbands. An interesting study came out that said, of course, the couples without children are happier, but what it also said was that mothers are spouse is likely to say their children are the most important person in their lives, while fathers say it's the spouse. Mm. It's the wife.
That's interesting. You know, it looks like, and I don't know if this is in your book, but you indicate that women control a lot of the relationship. In what aspect would you do that? And I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that I am so glad that you are starting your morning here on the Kim Pagano Show every Saturday from 6 to 7, then again from 2 to 3. And again, I want you to write down our phone number here at 805-419-0008. I have amazing authors and guests on my show and great things happening in our all in the 805. It's all about the brighter side of the 805. Write down this phone number and leave me your name and your number and what you're calling about and your email, and somebody will get back with you, and you can win all the way through the show. So I've made it very easy. Again, 805-419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Wendy James right now. What's your thought about that? Do you think women control the relationship?
I think they can control how the relationship evolves, and that they need to make sure they shut things off and spend time with their spouse, as well as their children, quality time.
Right.
It is very important, not quantity, and I hear that all the time, but we get so busy. Women tend to neglect the person they married or the partner that they're with.
You think they're going to be there forever, right? I know. You know what? There's so much more that I want to talk to you about, and I know that we have to move on to our next guest. I would love to have you back because I know that you talk a lot about givers and takers, and I'm just going to kind of put that question out to, you know, my listeners and to, you know, who I have in the studio. Are you
a giver?
And guess what?
Women are usually givers, and that's good.
Okay.
But if we don't, takers without givers can't be takers, so we control that too. So thank you so much.
Okay, you got it. Dr. Wendy James, and again, www.drwendyjames.com. And thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Thank you for having me. We'll talk to you later.
You got it. All right. Well, we are going to take a really quick break, and you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Spence, what do we want to give away?
I think we should start off with food since it's early.
How about if we do?
The Baker's Dozen, Noah's, that'd be great.
Hey, and you know what I'm going to do is Cheryl and I went over there and we had soup, and I had the chicken salad.
Yes, great.
But I'm just telling you right now, if you want to go over there this morning and tell them that you were listening to the Kim Pagano Show, you will have a cup of coffee on me at the Kim Pagano Show. Just mention that you were listening and you heard all about Noah's Bagels, and that's right there on Victoria, correct?
Yes, just down the street.
Yeah, it's right around. Yeah, right there. So anyways, go over. They're so friendly. They're so positive, and they've got really good food. But go over there and have a cup of coffee on the Kim Pagano Show. All right, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to be talking with Marilyn Settle. So we'll be right back.
Bank of Books stocks over 200,000 books and restocks daily, so there's something for everyone. New books are 20% off. Gift certificates are also available. Bank of Books is an independent, family-owned bookstore with three locations right here in Ventura and Oxnard, and also their new location in Malibu. Have books to trade in? Take them to Abednego Bookshop for trade credit and receive a 50% discount on used books at all of our locations. Call 805-643-3154. That's 805-643-3154. Or visit bankofbooks.com.
Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly target audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and I am so glad that you are here with us. We're talking about lots of great things here, and we're going to talk a little bit about business, but I do want to remind you that this show is every Saturday morning from 6 to 7, and then again, a whole complete different show today at 2 to 3. And again, I would love you. I have a new thing out here is that we're giving out our phone number, 805-419-0008. We've got lots of things to give away, and we would love to have you win them. So all you have to do is when you hear something that you want to be involved in, give us a call. Again, 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, what you're calling about, which giveaway, and your email, and somebody from our team will get back with you, and you will be a winner. So it's just that easy. Let's get back to our guests, and our next guest is Marilyn Suttle, and is it Gladys?
Gladys.
Okay. And you're a success coach and an international speaker, and you have a proven track record of helping professionals succeed by fueling passion, purpose, and unbreakable bonds with customers. And I love that, because that's what, you know, so many people are always looking for other customers when they don't take care of their own ones, right?
Right.
So welcome to my show.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me here.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about yourself, and you know, you also talk about how to turn even the most difficult customers into your biggest fans, and I love that. I mean, it's a win-win.
Right. And it's not just customers. It's your cranky boss. It's your irritable neighbor.
Oh.
Sometimes the people who live with you, the same skills apply.
Okay. And so what is the first number one skill that you would tell us about?
Well, you know, what I like to do is to take two boxes and put them right in front of you. And in one box, you put all the facts of what you're seeing in this person that's driving you nuts. And what a camera would, if you had your smartphone out and you took a picture of what was happening, it would be like that kind of reality. A cranky person is not a fact. That's an opinion.
Okay.
And then in the next box, that's where you look at what's the story you're saying about this person.
Hmm.
And that's where whatever the story is, it's going to deeply affect your relationship with that person and your ability to connect.
That makes sense to me. So you're really, if I can understand this correctly, is you're saying we've already developed a story, so no matter when we talk to that person, we go right back to what we've already developed, that thought pattern,
yeah.
Correct?
We condemn that person, and it could be they just look like somebody that was a bully in high school, and we just go right there.
That's interesting. Or there's buttons that have been pressed with your family or something that's happened in your life, and that's, you just kind of, you know, pertain it to that person, correct?
Right. And so our power to change that up and actually get along with this person that we've already decided is going to be difficult is to look at what is the outcome you want and how can you shift your story so that you're no longer the victim in the story? How can you be the victor, the one who is actually creating that bridge between you and the other person?
I like that. Okay. And so you're doing, like, you're shifting your thoughts, basically, correct?
You are, and I could almost hear people thinking, yeah, but you don't know my Gladys.
And how did you get that name, Gladys?
It was a real-life person. Each chapter has a different difficult customer, but our very first chapter is all about this elderly woman who was spit and vinegar, just so angry. And as I was thinking, you know, she became that poster child for every tough person you meet who, if you make the connection, you end up having an incredible success.
Mm-hmm.
This woman ended up causing 40% increase in the sales of the company she was angry with because of how happy she was and how vocal she was. So I started thinking, well, what would be the name for this person? And I thought of, remember the old show Bewitched?
Yeah, I was going to say Gladys, okay? That's pretty
Gladys
funny.
Gladys Kravitz, looking through the window, waiting to, you know, bug somebody with her opinions.
Got it. I love it. That is pretty funny. Okay. So now how do you go in businesses and
I mean, what if you're just starting out or you want to help a business that is just getting out there and wants to promote?
Yeah, I work with businesses all the time, helping them create the connection, because we have different styles of customers. They're different personalities, and they want different things. And so we think, well, we'll treat them the way we like to be treated, but they may not like the way you like to be treated. They like to be treated the way they like to be treated. So what I do is I'll go into a company, and I'll talk with every employee, because each one owns their job. They know more than some outside consultant, and I really enroll them. And what's the customer's irritation list? If you can make a list of five things that drive them nuts, so it's difficult, what are they? And then I enroll them in creating the solutions. Wow. I do some training also along the way. But unless the business owner and the people serving that owner are on board to take it on, it's not going to happen.
So may I ask, are you then suggesting a change in attitude, behavior, or perception?
Oh, I'm sorry, Kim, you kind of broke up there. I didn't hear you.
Well, this is Cheryl. Are you suggesting a change in attitude, perception, or behavior?
Oh, okay. Well, let's look at that. Attitude, perception, or behavior. The customer's perception matters more than the truth. Hmm. So we have to let go of our perception long enough to find out what the customer's is. And our attitude has to be one of, there's a way to make this relationship work. Sometimes it's obvious, sometimes it's mysterious. And sometimes it means giving that customer somebody else's, your competitor's number, because they're not a fit for your company. Mm-hmm. But there's that attitude of, I'm going to be a positive influence on this relationship here. And then what was the other one you said?
Behavior.
Behavior, hugely, hugely. How you behave happens first in your mind, because body language shows what you really think.
Hmm.
And you could be smiling and your eye could be twitching, or you get the sideways outward, you know, like babies, they read your body language before they read the words you're saying. So
no,
it really is an inside job.
That's interesting. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are on the brighter side of the 805 with the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Marilyn Settle, and we're talking about Who's Your Gladys? And we're talking about your book that you wrote. Now, how to turn even the most difficult customer into your biggest fan. And you've got a lot of practical points in here. So can you give us, what are we going to find in your book? Because it's kind of a little bit of a work, you know, workbook, too, that you can actually write down ideas and that kind of thing, correct?
Right. Yeah, we got some really great reviews because the book is more than a book. It really is a guide that you could use with your staff. And I get this all the time that people are using this internally. So you will find a translation code in this book where it will tell you if you see a customer as cranky, you could translate that to tenacious.
Mm.
Grumpy, the person may just not be feeling well. Cold fish.
It might not even be about you. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know, it's interesting because even when you go into the grocery store, you know, sometimes you walk in and people are like, you know, hi, can I help you? And they kind of don't even really talk to you. And you're like, really? Like, what did I do? You know? And it's not even about them. So I mean, that's something that I always say, are you having a bad day? You know, because you don't know.
Well, see, the thing with customer service, I work for Pacific Bell and AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
Key in customer service, you're not supposed to make the customer feel as if they're giving you a problem.
Correct.
Exactly. You are not the cause of their bad day. And as a customer service representative, you're supposed to know, mm-hmm. I cannot take this personally. This person may have had some devastating news right when he got on the phone with me. So it's about everybody's giving and taking, I guess, and forgiving each other. It sounds like we have to be open-minded and forgive each other.
Yeah, this is Jeannie
Very
Lane.
When you can come, it's the difference between tolerating and compassion.
Right.
When you can move from that tolerance to compassion.
Yeah.
And
this is Jeannie Lane.
Like
can I make
say,
a comment?
Yeah, Jeannie, go ahead.
No problem.
She's not hearing.
You could so much make that better by saying, oh, I'm happy to, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Marilyn, Jeannie, go ahead.
Hi, Marilyn. I just wanted to make a comment. I agree so much with what you're saying. I'm a 13 years executive with Legal Shield and call on businesses and companies every day. And when you can go in and find out how they're doing, how their day's going, what makes them happy, what they want, it makes all the difference. Sometimes we're so hurried and rushed, we run in and, you know, trying to get our agenda done and what we're trying to accomplish with them. And instead, when you care about them, it makes all the difference in
it
the world.
It does. They're so courteous because you're taking their life into consideration. And, you know, I'm a hair therapist, and let me just tell you, there's days that I walk in, but when I walk through those doors, I am on stage, and nobody knows what's going on in my life. It's all about them. And to me, that's what this whole book is about, and I love it. Again, Marilyn Settle, who's your Gladys, and where do we find your book?
You can find it on Amazon, or you can go to my website at whosyourgladys.com.
Okay, great. Can you leave us with one tip that would really turn our life around?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so when you have a big change you want to make with somebody, don't be overwhelmed by it because you get resistance. Instead, look for it. Chunk it down to one teeny tiny little shift you can make. Mm-hmm. And those teeny shifts make big progress.
I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much, Marilyn Settle. Again, I'd love to talk more with you. And thank you so much for being a guest on The Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
Thank you. All right. We are going to take a really quick break. And Spence, what are we going to give away?
I think this time around we should roll on over and let's do some dancing. Let's give away the tickets for the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. It's Forever Tango. A lot of dancers, a lot of fun. And this is at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. A great show. And dancing's all the rage ever since that Dancing with the Stars
Dancing
thing
with
came
the, Yeah, there you go. All right, all you have to do, we've made it really easy for you, is call 805-419-0008. Leave us your name, your number, your email, and what you're calling about, which giveaway, and you will be added to our list, and somebody will call you back and let you know if you're a winner. And if not, you're at least entered into the bigger prize. So with that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
You struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Francis Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for all those calls. Keep calling. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. All you have to do is leave your name, your number, your email, and which giveaway you're calling about. There is lots of people that we can help out there, so I'd love to get one of these prizes. Our next guest is Master Ji Gong Shaw. Look at, I did it. Okay.
Ji Gong Shaw.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about soul healings, miracles, and it talks about really just ancient healing techniques. So I'm really excited. I've been kind of looking through this book, and let's just bring you on, Master G, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And gosh, you've got lots of healing and spiritual, mental healing and emotional and physical. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you. My name is Dr. Namaste Ji Gong Sha. I was born in China. I study modern medicine as MD. I study traditional Chinese medicine as a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine, including acupuncturist and herbalist in China and Canada. At age 6, I started my Tai Chi At age 10, I started my Qigong. At age 12, I studied the Shaolin Kung Fu. Later, I studied Yi Jing and the Feng Shui. I was able to integrate the essence of modern medicine and the traditional Chinese medicine, as well as the essence of 5,000 years old Chinese energy and spiritual healing to create the soul, mind, body medicine. I have written 10 series book on the Soul Power series. Now the book Soul Healing Miracles is the new series. I've been traveling around all over the world for last 10 years or 15 years, and I have served 100,000 people all over the world, because 100,000, in fact it's 100,000 Soul Healing Miracles. You can go to YouTube to see this 1,000 videotape. So therefore, I'm writing this book to share this sacred healing teaching to empower humanity to create your own soul healing miracles.
So let me, and thank you so much. This is so interesting. So do you think that we can heal ourselves? Is that kind of what this is all about?
Yes.
Okay. And,
thank you for the question. Yes,
yeah.
I'm very positively say yes, and you have the power to heal yourself. And when you read the book, when you go to YouTube to see, to view, to watch this 1,000 videos, the people's story will tell you, because the technique I share in the book, 4 power techniques, body power, sound power, mind power, soul power. You follow the teaching, you practice, and you absolutely have the power to heal yourself. But remember, I support medical doctor. I'm the medical doctor from China. I support all the healing modalities. And what I'm doing is to empower humanity. Do not forget, you can heal yourself. Work with the doctor and the medical professional together to get a better result for your health.
Wow. And so it's really about changing that message, correct, in your brain, because so many people, it's interesting to me, and again, you know, when people are diagnosed with something very serious and the doctor tells them, but they felt, you know, I mean, I'm talking about the people that don't feel bad, but then they go in and they think, mm-hmm. you know, they've got cancer or they've got some disease, and then all of a sudden they're done. And to me, it's like, why did they tell them? You know, why didn't they, you know, because they would have kept on going, because a lot of times people think it's a death sentence.
Yes, I agree with you. And, you know, I give you one example in Boulder, a healer, and he had prostate stage 4 cancer. PSA is about 200 plus. The cancer spread to lungs, to bones. Oncologist told him, and your case is not suitable for the chemo radiation operation. Basically, they gave up for him. And he came to me, and he learned how to do this. And now he completely healed himself. So there are so many cases like this. So the soul healing I'm sharing with humanity is to learn these techniques. Could you give me about 2 to 3 minutes? Let me lead a practice for everybody.
Yes, please. That would be, so is it a chant?
Yeah, I just like, I will give me 2 or 3 minutes. I lead everybody to do the job.
Okay, and I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We've got Master, can you say your name, because it sounds so nice, I don't want to mess it up.
Yeah, just say Master Shah, S-H-A, Shah.
Okay, Master Shah, and we're going to take an ancient healing technique, and I guess kind of a, well, you go for it, that's awesome.
Thank you. Everybody, in Soul Healing Miracle books, I teach you 4 power techniques. The subtitle is Ancient and the New Sacred Wisdom, Knowledge and Practical Techniques for Healing the Spiritual, Mental, Emotional, and the Physical Bodies. Now, the first technique is the body power. And the body power is to use the hands for healing. For example, if you have knee pain, you put one palm on the knee. If you have a back pain, put your one palm on the back. If you have hypertension, you put your hands on the heart. So where you have the problem, you put the one palm on the area.
Does it matter which hand?
Does not matter whether which hand. Okay. Great question. And also, you may ask me how this works. And at the center of the palm, there is a secret acupuncture point, and Laogong acupuncture point. Laogong acupuncture point can radiate incredible healing energy that many people are not aware for this wisdom. Therefore, just put your palm on the area, it will receive the healing by itself. The second technique is the soul power technique. Soul power technique means to say hello. For example, for knee pain, dear soul mind, silent follow me, just in the heart, connect with the techniques. And silent connect with the soul mind body of the knees. Everybody understand the knee is the part of the body. How many people think about the knee has a mind? Very rare people think about that. So how many people think about the soul of the knees? The more less and lesser people will think the knee has a soul. So what is the soul? Soul is the light being. Soul is the essence of life. In modern medicine, we study digestive system, circulation system. We study organ system cells. So in traditional Chinese medicine, we understand the meridians, acupuncture. Acupuncture put on the meridians, acupuncture point for healing. So in my teaching, I teach soul system. Every organ, every cell, every DNA, RNA has a soul.
I love this. Okay, because, and I'm going to have you continue, but what you're saying is we talk to our body, you know. I went to a therapist before that you massage your toes. You're thankful for your toes. You're thankful for your legs. You're thankful, right? And you're talking to each part of your body.
Yes. We communicate with the soul, mind, body of the organ system. For example, now everybody think of dear soul, mind, body of my knee. If you have back pain, dear soul, mind, body of my back. I love you. You have the power to heal yourself. Do a great job. Thank you. Repeat these sacred phrases. I give example. One lady fell in the Bay Area, and she had exclusive knee pain. She could not move, and she cried so hard, she thought she could have got a fracture on her knee. And she remembered her son told her this soul healing technique, conversation, like Kim said, and conversation, talk, communicate. Dear soul, this lady, I did a dear soul mind about my knee, I love you, you have the power to heal yourself, do a good job, thank you. And she silently repeated these few secret phrases within less than 10 minutes. The pain suddenly disappeared. She stood up, she walked, and she shared in my event. She said, it's unbelievable. Her husband is a doctor. She said, I never heard about that. She said, talking with the knee, such a pain can disappear right away. This is the second technique, soul power technique. The third technique is the mind power. Mind power means to use the mind to visualize the light. And to visualize the golden light is the secret. For example, knee pain, golden light, golden light, golden light. And the back pain, golden light, golden light. And the hypertension heart, golden light, golden light. So the last technique is the soul, sound power. Sound power is to chant and the mantras. Kim and the many people. Kim, are you familiar with it to chant the mantras?
No, I'm not. Uh-uh.
Okay, mine, for example, do you have my book with you? Yes, no?
Yes, I have it right here in front of me.
Good. The book, the cover page is a calligraphy. You know, the
right.
White paper is black words. So that words is called lingguang. There's two words inside the book you will study called lingguang. For example, I'm holding the book now in my hand.
Right.
I'm facing all your listeners. So I'm going to offer 1 minute blessing from this calligraphy. And after I wrote this calligraphy, I ask heaven to put energy, matter, and spirit in this calligraphy. This calligraphy is a healing calligraphy. I'm holding in my hand, Ling Guang means soul light. Everybody concentrate your knee, your back, where you put your hand, where you need healing. Just give me 1 minute, I start. Dear Ling Guang, dear the saints, saints, animals, soul treasures, light beings, heaven transmit to this calligraphy. I'm holding this book, connect with all the listeners with this moment. Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang. I just need 1 minute. Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang. Heal everyone. Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang. Saints within, saints animals within, the soul treasures within. Give the healing to everybody. Remove so many body blockages of their knee, of their back, of their heart. And it's 20 seconds more. Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang, Ling Guang. Soul light, 10 seconds more. Soul light, soul light, soul light. Thank you, Kim.
Wow, thank you. That was amazing.
They were practically in prayer.
I know, I'm telling you. Gosh, if anybody just tuned in right now, I'm telling you that was a gift right now. And gosh, where do we find your book? Where do my listeners find your book?
I feel better.
I know, I feel better too, I'm telling you.
You know, and Kim, this book just come out in such a short time, 200,000 hardcover out already.
Oh, good for you. I you know what? I feel your energy. I really do. Again, gosh, thank you so much for being a guest on my show. I'd love to have you back. Can you give everybody your website?
Yes, thank you. My website is drsha.com, drsha.com. I deeply appreciate it for 1 minute my service to you and the people around you, Philly. I'm so honored to serve. I have a TV program 9 to 10 a.m. California time every day. I'm serving thousands, hundreds, thousands of people from more than 50 countries. I have my own one-hour TV program. You just hear my 1 minute chanting. Today, a little earlier, I chanted 40 minutes for all the listeners. You can imagine people, wow, people was so happy. My TV program is a little unique. I serve you by practice. Let me serve you more. Go to Dr. Shah. .com, drsha.com.
All right.
So honored, Kim.
Well,
thank
you so much, Dr. Shah. And again, thank you for your chanting. Appreciate that. And we'll definitely have you back. I love it. All right.
Good. I love to come back again. Okay?
You got it. Thank you so much. We are going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the main event. And that is the annual Boxers Reunion. So we'll be right back. Stay with us.
Struggle with food cravings, coffee addiction, weight management, or even digestive problems? What would your life look like if you were finally able to conquer these problems? If you're ready to make yourself a priority so you can feel better in your body, then Frances Starr, a certified health coach, has your answer. Go to www.coreelementswellness.com to schedule your free 30-minute wellness strategy session today. This session will jumpstart your year and give you the tools to last a lifetime. That's www.coreelementswellness.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And wow, was that amazing? If you were just on with us, we had Dr. Master Shah. And that was easy. He made his name easy for me. I appreciate
that.
I know. Yeah, of course, you know. So, but actually, he was a...
You know, it was very cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. Anyway, so our next guest is Jeannie Lane, and she's got this amazing event coming up. It's called the Main Event, and it's for all the retired boxers. And this is going to be January 28th, Tuesday night, over at the Crown Plaza at the top of the harbor in Ventura. And we're going to find out a little bit more about it, but I do want you to write down this phone number right now if you haven't already done it, 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And we have two tickets. They're $30 each, and you'll be well, tell what it's about. And all you have to do is leave me your name, your number, your email, and which giveaway. So we've had so many different giveaways today, so get your name in there.
Great. Good morning, everyone. This is Jeannie Lane. I am so excited to be here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. I'm here just to tell you why I'm so excited about this event that's coming up for the retired boxers. I started out as just a volunteer on this thing and have had such an opportunity to meet such inspiring and passionate athletes, boxers, trainers, famous commentators, professional baseball players, and everyone gets to come out that night and meet everyone.
Isn't that fun? I know you. It's so funny. You started mentioning all these names, and they're all my friends, and I've had them on, David York, and,
yes.
You know, yeah. So
local
it's,
here in the community.
Yeah,
just fabulous sponsors and people
Paige
willing
Odo
to.
With all his
yes,
baseball
with PSI
players,
Sports, and,
yeah,
and Dave York Core Fitness Gym.
Yeah,
Bill with the Players Casino. I mean, fabulous people that have stepped up and sponsored this event with ads in our program and with donations, and many people in the community donating fantastic sports memorabilia, dinners, baskets from Whole Foods, Ventura Meat Company, RV Connection, just so many neat people sponsoring this.
I love
so
it.
So just hope everyone can come out. What this is something we hope to make annual. Colonel Bob Sheridan out of Las Vegas had agreed to come out to speak with a group of people out here, and he said he would come as long as all the proceeds would go to the Retired Boxers Foundation, which he's on the board of directors for, and it's out of Simi Valley. They've been there for many years, but the event, of course, is being held in Ventura because we wanted to have it be a gala and silent auction and something beautiful above the ocean up there that people, dignitaries, athletes, everyone, and especially all the sports fans in Ventura could come out and enjoy. So I started working on this with a small group of people, and it's amazing when you offer to volunteer for something, sometimes you don't know what you're getting into, you
That's
know?
Me. I always go, yeah, okay, I can do it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I'm what?
Yeah. But what's been incredible about it is getting to go to meet people like Haas Janik at Knuckleheads Gym, who trains Victor Ortiz, Robert Garcia, Boxing Academy, who trains Brandon Rios, and Mikey Garcia, who's fighting in New York. We're just so excited that that we've had so much, you know, I've had so much fun getting to meet
How
all these people.
Yeah.
And then what's really inspiring to me is here are professional athletes busy training for their own careers, and they have said, yes, we'll be there that night. We'll sign autographs. We'll sign pictures. We'll let fans take pictures with us. We'll donate for the silent auction and help you to raise money. And the NFL had, I think, $750 million donated to their retirement fund. The retired boxers, many who were famous and entertained us on television, have no retirement fund. And so in order to help them retire with dignity, we're really wanting to get people out, enjoy the event, and give them a donation that can help many of them that end up on the streets or with head injuries, dementia, needing just basics, medical help, housing. It's been amazing to see learning about, you know, how much that's happened and now how we can help them. So
wow. Well, I do, again, I want to give out one thank you so much for being on our show, and
thanks for having me.
Jeannie's offered us two tickets to give away. They're $30 each. We're going to give a pair away, and that includes the silent auction and
the gala. There'll be hors d'oeuvres and a no-host bar.
Yeah.
And some incredible speakers that night. We have an MMA champion speaking, famous world-renowned commentator Bob Sheridan speaking, Bill from the owner of the casino and boxing promotion company will be speaking, and also a professional baseball player and Dave York, and lots of prizes and
Jack Wilson,
giveaways.
Right?
Yes, Jack Wilson's coming.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. What we're going to do, again, our phone number, it's just so easy. I've kind of opened it up. Instead of saying caller number, you know, it just opens it up. We're going to pick somebody out of every, you know, all our calls. Again, all you have to do is get your name, your number, your email, and what event and what giveaway you're calling about at 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. I want you to be a part of all these great things. We've given lots of great things away. Where do we find, if they don't win, where can they get their tickets?
Yes, that's what I wanted to tell you. That's so important. We're so excited to let everybody know. There'll be multiple places selling tickets, like some of the sports bars and gyms, but you can call me directly at area code 805-651-9188. That's my cell, and I can have you get individual tickets or a discount on groups of 10 or 20. We'd love, again, to have you call me at 651-9188, or Jim Nickel Insurance Office also has tickets, 642-1775.
Yeah, and if you don't get that number, just email me at kim@kimpaganoshow, and we'll get you right over to Jeannie. So, again, the main event, and it's an annual. It's the first one, right?
Yes.
Of an annual boxer reunion, and lots of great things happening there. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, Tuesday, January 28th, 5 p.m. at the Crown Plaza.
Could I say one more thing,
please,
too? I wanted to mention the keynote speaker is Colonel Bob Sheridan, world-renowned commentator that did Muhammad Ali fights and all kinds. So
all right.
He has great stories.
That's
so
the icing right there.
Yes.
So I love it. All right. Well, I want to say thank you so much for being a guest. Cheryl, thank you. Spence, thank you. Jeannie, thanks for coming in.
My pleasure.
All my guests and all my listeners out there, I hope that you have called in and won something. Again, I do want to tell you that we do have a 2 o'clock show this afternoon, and we've got Sherry Campbell, the author of Loving Yourself, Master of Being Your Own Person, and we've got Self-Talk for a Calmer You, and we've got Women on Fire, and we've got lots of stuff to give away. Also, Mark Edelman is going to be talking to us from Theater League. So with all that, end the show today. The way you treat yourself sets the standards for others. Thank you. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show.